Welcome back into the show. And I have a suggestion, because I know the game tonight, CSU-CU, is on ESPN2, but you can watch it. That's fine. But turn it down, mute it, and then find Mr. Mark Johnson's broadcast. Crank that thing up to like level 10, and away we go. Mark Johnson, the voice of the Colorado Buffaloes. Mark, my friend, how are you?
You have never spoken more true words. You just did right there. And by the way, I tell people how to do it. It's real simple, right?
Mm-hmm.
You dial us up on the Varsity Network app.
Okay.
Go to the App Store, Varsity Network app. That's an app through Learfield. You dial us up there. You listen there. Now, that's always going to be significantly behind your television by, let's say, 15, 20 seconds. And then all you do, you count off, okay, how far is that bucket behind what MJ said? Oh, it's 22 seconds. And then you pause your DVR for 22 seconds. You're synced up.
Done. And you've got it perfectly. And Mark is singing along through that game,
yeah.
And it should be interesting. Okay, so the fact, Mark, that it's going to be on ESPN2, does that mean, are we going to see Coach Prime in attendance tonight? What do we know, Mark? What do you know? And when did you know it?
I'm not sure. But I wouldn't be surprised. Let's just put it that way.
Okay. I read you loud and clear.
It sets up way too perfect. I mean, think about it. I know he was coming back on Friday anyway, right?
Yeah.
So he's going to be back in town on Friday. They got a big recruiting weekend coming up. And so are you kidding me with a rivalry game like that, Colorado State, and Coach Prime's never been introduced to the Buff faithful, if you will, firsthand? I mean, that just seems too perfect, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does. I mean, I kind of forgot throughout the week that it was on ESPN2, and I'm like, oh, yeah, he's he'll be there somewhere. Does that mean, okay, now it's just an if, Mark, if he's there, is he going to make his way up to where you are at the scores table? Are we going to get him on at some point in the broadcast?
That's a good question, and I have put the theoretical request in that if Coach Prime is there, could he possibly come by and say hi real quick?
Yes.
So we'll see.
All right. Well, either, you know what? I'm excited about Coach Prime, but we don't need Coach Prime to make the Mark Johnson broadcast shine, man. We don't need him necessarily for that. But this game, I mean, it's with even without Coach Prime, this game is interesting. Both teams are good. I think CU at their best is really good, but they've had some confusion going on. And the Rams are pretty good, but they lose to our UNC Bears here in Greeley on Saturday.
By the way, was there any truth that simply because you were doing the analyst work in that broadcast, that's why the Bears won?
Yeah, that is the rumor that I have heard all over the country, Mark. And I'm here to tell you that, yes, I believe so 100%.
Not easy for you to carry that kind of burden in life.
It's not. And now I'm like, you know, I got Bears parents calling me all the time saying, can you make it to the next game, Brady? We really need you to win this thing. And I'm like, you know, I don't know. We'll see what the schedule looks like.
Well, I know it's not Shem, because Shem and I have done many baseball games together over the years, and there was a lot of losses when we were doing those baseball games, so it's got to be you then.
I think so. And I think even Jerry felt that way, too. He's like, man, you're the good luck charm here.
I can see it.
So I don't know, Mark. We'll see, but I do it. What is it Spider-Man says? With great power comes great responsibility.
There you go,
I do feel that burden now. But this game tonight. So the Rams are coming in. Are they four point dogs in this game tonight? But you know, Tanner was just over there asking me. He's like, "What do you think about this?" When I said, "If you get the CU team that beat Tennessee and Texas A&M, I could see a blowout happening by the Buffs." But it just depends on what version of Colorado we see tonight.
Yeah, I think that's true in many respects, and regardless of who the opponent is, that's true with Colorado. You know, the Buffaloes have been up and down. You know, but it's interesting to show you the depth of the schedule that they have played this season. You know, here they're sitting at 4-5, so they got a losing record at this point in time. Worst 9-game stretch, by the way, in Tad Boyle's career to start a season, I should say. And yet their net number is still number 71 of the country. CSU's, by the way, by comparison, is 94. So the schedule they've played has been very impressive. It just hadn't got the outcomes that Colorado would have hoped for. But, that's the big question about Colorado. Which team's going to show up tonight? And if it's a good Colorado team, which I think is coming. Tad Boyle, we've learned about him over the course of 12-plus seasons, is a very good coach. And generally speaking, his teams have always gotten better and better and better as time has gone on throughout the course of a year. And what we saw, even though it was a loss at Washington, it ended up being a 10-point loss. It was closer than that. But even in that loss, I saw some things I think are positive signs for Colorado. So I would be shocked if the Buffs don't play well tonight.
Yeah, well, they're going to be up for this game. Maybe without even the hoopla that's been going on, they're going to be up for this game. They want to win this game. Both teams certainly do. But with basketball, you know, I mean, football is just a different feel. With basketball, we know both of these teams are capable of doing some good things, which I think makes it more interesting, which is why it's probably on ESPN2 tonight. But yeah, that's what's great for the state is these two teams shining. And I'm excited that they are on that, on the prime time, so to speak.
Yeah, well, without question. Well, you know, CSU, very good offensive team, very efficient offensively team, not a great rebounding team, but they do some very nice things on the offensive side of the ball. Getting Isaiah Stevens back certainly helps, obviously, the last couple of games because he really is. I saw that Tad had said about Isaiah Stevens, he's one of the more underrated point guards in the country, and I think he changes things for them. So when he's out there, it's a different basketball team. And but, yeah, their offensive numbers are pretty impressive when I was looking at them today. I was real impressed with what they're doing that side of the ball. Defensively, they're solid, you know. So Colorado's certainly going to have a challenge when the Buffs are on defense tonight.
Yeah, and you mentioned Isaiah Stevens. I think we were all kind of, I was certainly shocked last week when I heard he was going to play against LMU. I thought he was going to be out until, like, January. But, you know, especially with a foot injury, you just wonder. Those things kind of linger a little bit. But, you know, I joked with Isaiah. I said, you must have Wolverine blood, man, like Russ. You know, so you recovered really quickly.
Wolverine blood. Yeah. That's still one of my favorites of all time.
It's so
not
good,
quite
man.
Working down at Dove Valley right now, but still, maybe it works in Fort Collins. I don't know.
Yeah, I think it does. I think the Wolverine blood thing is real in Fort Collins, but not so much
I
Denver.
I got to pull that out in the broadcast at some point. Something about having Wolverine blood. That's an underrated phrase right there.
Do you think that that's possible tonight, Mark? Because, I mean, I would love that. I'll tweet it out. I'll say
okay.
It. I'll try to catch it.
I will use the phrase Wolverine blood at some point during the broadcast tonight, yes.
Okay, I'm writing that down right now. Can you text me when you're going to do it? Because I want to tweet it out right on time.
I can't plan it that far in advance. Right. I don't know exactly when it's going to happen, but I'll make it happen at some point during the game.
Just don't do it in the pregame because I can't catch the pregame tonight. We have stuff going on, but I will be tuning in for the whole game. So as long as it's inside the game, then we'll get it out there.
I will do my best. I'll make a note on my book. And I'll do my best to do it in the first half at some point.
This could be fun, Mark. Maybe every week we just kind of throw out these key words, and I don't know, maybe somebody wins a used stapler or something if they hear you say it, and then they tweet it out or something like that.
You know, years ago when I was at Illinois State, one of the guys I did games with, we used to have a contest where we come up with a word, right? And it had to be something kind of ridiculous, something that would not apply to basketball, and I would use it at some point during the ball game, you know, so... You know, it got so silly at one point in time. He's like, okay, I want to hear the word turducken tonight during the game. And they're like, well, how am I going to work that in? I mean, you know, there's no easy way to work turducken into a ball game, for goodness sakes. But we had a game that we used to play all the time when I did Illinois State games. So there'd be every once in a while, there'd be a very strange word that would pop up in the middle of the game.
Well, I'm looking forward to this one tonight, man, for many reasons, but now especially with the Wolverine blood going forward. For the Colorado Buffaloes, though, again, like you said, you know, this is a team that we've seen the best of the best. We've certainly had the head-scratcher moments. Washington, though, the game over the weekend, Washington seems like they're going to be a pretty good team.
No, I think so. You know, I'm pretty close with Mike Hopkins. Remember, when I was at Syracuse, he was an assistant for Jim Boeheim. So I've known Mike for a long, long time and always been very impressed by him. They had a down year a year ago. They've rebounded. That's a good-looking basketball team. They just lost the big man. I mean, I'm totally blanking on his name, the seven-footer from Oregon. They lost him to an ACL, so they've thinned out a little bit. But still, the transfer, the big kid, the other big kid they've got, the transfer from Fresno State, very impressive. I mean, he really is a load in there. And so that's a good-looking basketball team. They're going to win a lot of ball games this year in Washington, no doubt about that.
Yeah.
So that's one of those losses, as I was talking about in reference to the net number. It's on the road, okay? So they're on the road losing a game in a quad. I think that would be a quad two game. And so, you know, it's not a terrible loss from a resume standpoint. And maybe it seems a little bit early to be talking about that. But when you're 4-5, they still have a net number of 71. That's pretty impressive. That doesn't happen unless you played a very good and very road-heavy schedule, which Colorado has.
Mark Johnson, the voice of the Colorado Buffaloes. What's the number now for Tad Boyle to hit that prestigious record of the most wins thing? I mean, he's got, what, four games?
He's three away from tying Sox Wolves.
Okay.
So Tad's got, I think it's 258. Sox is at 261, so he's three away from tying.
I told him, when I had him on last, Mark, I said I was going to text him after every win and say, you know, six more to go, five more. And he did not like that, so I have not done that.
No, that's not true. You know, I haven't even brought it up to him yet, and I'm not going to, because he hates talking about things that, as great as Tad is, and he'll talk about anything with me, but he really doesn't like talking about things that pertain to him and success, you know, in his realm. And so I haven't even brought it up. I'm going to have to when he ties the record and what that all means and that kind of thing. But up to this point, I haven't said a word about it, and he wouldn't want me to anyway.
I screwed up big time then, Mark, because I think we talked like 30 minutes about it.
Right.
and Tad said like three words the whole segment. And I was like, Tad, are you good, man? Everything all right?
I text him about all kinds of, we text back and forth all the time, and I text about, I can give him all kinds of crap about many different things. But that's not one of them. I stay away from that deal.
I learned my lesson the hard way, Mark.
Yep.
All right, my friend. Mark, we're looking forward to this one tonight. Like I said, mute and turn up. Those are the rules. And let's listen to Mark Johnson broadcast his way through some Wolverine blood in this game tonight. Cannot wait.
I'm going to use it. I'll say it.
All right, my man. We'll talk to you soon. Have a good call tonight.
All right, thanks. We'll see you.
Mark Johnson, the voice of the Buffs. You think he's going to do it? Think he's going to do it? He's going to throw the Wolverine blood thing out there?
I think he can handle it.
Yeah, he's going to do it.
If you can get Turducken into a game, I think you can get Wolverine blood.
That could be a fun thing we could start doing every week when we get Mark on. Have the Hooligans come up with a word that Mark could say in the broadcast. Jerry would do that, too. Jerry Schimmel. Brian wanted me to say tofu on Saturday. I didn't get to it. I forgot about it.
That's a tough word. If you've never experienced tofu, it's hard to use it.
I didn't know how to. Yeah, I didn't know where to go with that.
I don't even
that.
Know what it is.
I don't. But what is tofu? Like, I don't remember. I don't know enough about it to make realistic basketball comparisons to it.
Like, oh, he's playing like a cube of tofu.
Yeah.
Is that good?
Playing like a cube
good
of
for
tofu.
Some people, I guess.
I remember Tanner was broadcasting a volleyball game one time, and I said, hey, you got to do this for me, okay? And I just randomly came up with something. I said, say, don't give up on me now, Johnny. We're going to be late to the dance. He nailed it. He got it. It was like right on a comeback. I think the Eaton Reds or something were making a comeback in the set, and the crowd's going crazy, and he goes, don't give up on me now, Johnny. We're going to be late to the dance. And I was like, yeah, nailed it. Those are the things I live for. 18 minutes after 1 o'clock, let's take a quick break. The difference between Deion Sanders and Ed Lamb and their messaging to their current players, we'll talk about that next. It's the whole show powered by PDC Energy.
Sunday and Monday Night Football are on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.